All right. Every day at this very time, we get into a little bit of Friday fun, which Connor, I believe, is sponsored.
Twin Peaks Eats, Drinks, and Scenic Views.
Indeed.
You didn't tell him about the jump around, DJ?
Holy heck.
He forgot.
We'll leave that at your feet, DJ.
That's fine.
I mean, he is filling in.
He's your guest, DJ. He's your dinner guest.
It's all ham's
fault.
Doesn't
matter. I don't know if I can have fun right now.
No, because fun's...
It's Friday. I know you don't smoke weed, but you ain't got baby.
Okay, Dave.
Hold on.
Oh.
Hold on. Crank it, Glenn.
Now it feels like Friday.
Yes.
I need a few more seconds.
Okay, so I thought for Friday fun...
You think jump around's going really well in Wisconsin these days?
I was told that the crowd that was there stayed for jump around. And then the second it was over, they all left.
All right.
Okay, so a week from today, next Friday, in theaters, will be Depeche Mode M.
Okay.
The concert film that was recorded when they performed in Mexico City.
Uh-huh.
And so I thought it would be fun to play a little Name That Depeche Mode tune.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
So I was born for this.
Uh-huh. So I thought Bob, you could team up with Lando.
I can't think of a better partner.
And then Corby, you could pair up with DJ.
Okay,
perfect.
Worse acting.
You guys could be teams.
Lando's sleeping under a giant mushroom right now.
And we will play a little bit of Depeche Mode Name That Tune.
Okay, let me gather my thoughts as we try to do this.
Okay, are you guys ready?
Yeah.
Are you ready? Oh, God. You guys, I'm going to have diarrhea.
Okay.
I got to go.
All right. Well, there goes Dave. It really eliminates the game show.
That's so weird that his diarrhea kicked in.
I know.
It's the wrong time.
It's always so cool. Oh, my God. Is it?
This can't be.
Is it?
Whoa.
It's Don Marconioni.
What do you know?
Oh, my God.
Hello, my friends from the hotline.
Oh, wow. What a treat.
I see you boys on the hotline have been number one in the ratings for a few years now.
Yeah, we've been really lucky, I guess, Don Marconioni.
Goes to show Don Marconioni knows how to treat his peoples.
Well, how are you the one that makes sure we're number one every month?
Oh, I don't do anything.
Oh.
No, have you seen your competition? It's like you're going up against seventh graders doing a lunchroom podcast about finding their first pube.
Yeah, yes. We do.
There's not much out there these days, boys. Well, except for all the Bad Bunny stations.
There are quite a few Bad Bunny stations.
How are you guys liking your new lottery prize, that little flag kid?
You were involved in getting Cooper to the Mavs?
Come on, Bob. Rigging the NBA lottery is as easy as fixing grandma's bingo night. I felt obligated to the city. I had to do something to make up for taking care of Luca.
Wait, you forced Luca out of town?
Well, my hands were tied, guys. We launder a lot of money with cheese fries.
Yes, you do, I imagine.
And the young Luca, he liked to frequent a particular restaurant chain that we have a vested interest in. Seems in the years that he was here in Dallas, he ran up quite a tab, adding extra cheese and extra bacon every time, did more than just pack on the lbs. His cheese fries bill was into the millions, guys.
Oh no,
upside so, down in cheese fries.
He had to be snuffered out, if you know what I'm saying.
So snuffers.
So,
but now, you're not saying that.
Yeah, I'm not saying that, but I'm saying it.
You are saying that.
So now Luca sleeps with the fishes.
But Donnie's, he's not dead. He's in Los Angeles now. I don't know if you knew that.
I know that, you stupid Peter Pan libtard. A month that he lives in Manhattan Beach now and sleeps peacefully next to marine life.
Oh, that sleeps with the
oh,
fishes.
Okay,
no, that
yeah,
makes
yeah.
sense. That
well,
makes
you
sense.
Know what? You know what? Why don't you just go get another booster?
Another booster.
How's your queen Kamala doing?
She lost. I mean, she's not my queen.
I heard she and Fauci are going to be painting rainbow crosswalks in front of your house this weekend.
Okay. Let's change the subject just a little bit. Have you heard of the Chauncey Billups gambling thing?
Well, of course I have. You think the Bonero, Gambino, Genovese, Lucchese families do anything without the Marconionis knowing about it?
I would think not.
You know, we had a game here in Dallas. We were just smart enough not to get pinched. We had a number of former DFW athletes on our roster as face guards, as they're called.
Uh-huh.
We had, Ed Vosburgh, John Wetland,
ew.
Greg Hardy,
yeah.
Kelvin Joseph, Delonte West.
Oh, man.
Daryl Armstrong.
Uh-huh.
Ed Belfour.
Oh, he's a friend. The rest of them are kind of weird.
You had a goalie?
Yeah.
We also had our regular fish. You know, small-time jock sniffers like Mark Elfenbein and Mike Ducey.
Oh, yeah. I can see where those guys could play a hand in this.
We also had some whales get into our games.
Uh-huh.
Clark Hunt.
Yes, Mr. Hunt.
Thank you.
He gave us plenty of his daddy's money.
Good.
And Patrick Dumont, boy, he was an easy mark.
I would imagine.
You ever seen that guy? He looks like he was kicked in the head by a horse and is struggling, trying to relearn how to read.
He does look kind of slow.
Unfortunately, our operation was not quite as sophisticated as the others that you've been reading about.
Yes, that was amazing.
I never should have entrusted Killer to engineer the game.
Oh, no. No.
Hey. We didn't have an X-ray table. Killer just glued a bunch of iPads together and had a group FaceTime.
What a weird idea.
And then when I asked Killer for a rigged card shuffler,
uh-huh.
He trained a monkey to shuffle and mark the face cards with its doo-doo.
Again, that's a terrible idea. You should not have gotten Killer involved.
It was a bad idea.
With its doo-doo.
The only thing that kind of worked was the anal buzzer.
Yeah, I've heard of those.
The spotter would buzz once for an ace, all the way up to 13 times for a queen.
Uh-huh.
The problem was, if the mark had a full house, Killer would cream his jeans.
Poor Killer.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've dialed it back, though, and we're just playing straight-up games until the heat dies down.
Smart.
You know what I'm saying?
Very smart.
People still flock to our tables, though, to play the ultimate game of skill, the ultimate game of chance, luck, guts.
Yeah, but I think that Texas Hold'em is played everywhere, Don. You're not exclusive to it.
Texas Hold'em? Poor little Mr. Snake Cocaine. So naive, so simple, so stupid, you moron. No, we play
Old Maid?
That's right, my stammering, cue ball-headed friend, Old Maid. You try being the guy that holds the queen at the end. It's terrifying.
Old Maid.
Yeah, we also play Goldfish and Uno. Spartacus and Maximus deal out those. All right, I got it wrong, guys. You let me know if you want to let any of that Daisy Dips or QC Kinetics money ride.
Okay.
I'll get you in the game.
Well, it's good. Yeah, I heard from,
wow.
I know we heard from Johnny Pants earlier today, and Johnny does a lot of work for you.
Oh, he's a very close associate of mine.
Good earner, I hear.
He's my top lieutenant.
Yes, a good earner.
And, you know, as Johnny likes to say, don't forget the sports.
Do not forget the sports. Don Marconioni, sir, may I kiss the ring? May I kiss the
you
ring,
may
please?
Kiss the ring.
Wow.
Thank you, Don Marconioni.
So
there
just
he goes.
Lick around the ridge.
I'm not going to do that.
Sorry.
I'm not going to do that, but thank you.
Bob, you want to lick?
I was just going to guess. Enjoy the silence.
Bob. Our Marconioni family insider, Don Marconioni. Goodbye. Goodbye, Don. Goodbye, indeed.
Wow.
Thank you for your presence.
Hey, all right. What did I...
Oh.
What did I miss?
First off, are you okay?
I just finished wiping.
Okay, good. Well, we'll tell you all about what happened here
Thank
next.
You for the
In 3 minutes, let's talk college football.
The Ticket.